Hello, good morning or good day. Welcome to Turning Point with Femi Emmanuel. Welcome to TPGF, Turning Point Global Family Daily Devotional Prayer and Prophetic Altar. Wake up to this altar daily after listening to Turning Point voice message and then turn to Turning Point Prayer Booklet, also written by me. Do the day study and then follow the guideline on how to read the Bible truth systematically in 1 year. If you subscribe, it shall be sent, the prayer booklet content shall be sent to your phone for your daily engagement. For subscription and subscription renewal, chat with Demi on +234 8055 100 510. Do so now. Welcome also to Thursday, the 16th day in May 2024. Please open your hand and heart to receive and be responding with Amen. I receive it. Receive grace to start having breakthroughs in all your assignments. I hear a knock at your door, delivering packages of blessings. Heaven will send a courier that will deliver your blessings today. Now, let your right hand be on your chest, and let me pray this for you. Receive grace to make accurate decisions. You shall no longer decide and do things which you will regret later. I prophesy the rest of your life shall be regret and mistakes free. Now, let's take this step. Let's do this. I want to pray for students writing exams. WAEC, NECO, JAMB, UTME, degree exam, professional exam, all exams and interviews. Do this. Take a biro pen or even a pencil, any writing material. Hold it and raise it up. Parents and guidance, you can stand in the gap for your children that are writing exam or attending an interview. Husband and wife, I mean sisters and brothers and siblings, do the same. I prophesy you will pass this exam with flying colors. Receive a retentive memory. You will remember all you have read. You shall write correctly and you answer correctly. Then favor before your examiners. You will rejoice when the result is out. Say Amen. Do a 1 day fast till any time you want to break the fast. Use relevant Bible verses to pray. Google, as we have taught us. Put a good battle seed behind these prayers. We shall read your testimonies here very soon. Do this spiritual exercise anytime you are writing an exam, important exam, or attending an interview. Then, listeners, let's take another prophetic action today. Take your anointing oil and anoint your shoes, your slip-on, your slippers, or what do you call them? Your shoes, your trainer, your sandals, your slip-on, footwears, the one you wear out, all of them. Some people have many pairs of shoes. Then anoint all of them, inside and outside. Psalm 37 verse 23 says, the steps of a good man, they are ordered by God. And Luke 15:22 says, the Father said, put shoes on him. If you can't do so right now, receive the prayers all the same. And when it is convenient for you, please do so and play back this message. Now let me pray. I pray and I prophesy both to your feet and your shoes. God shall divinely order your steps from now on. These footwears you anoint are no longer ordinary. You shall walk into palaces, high places on earth. You shall not stumble nor fall. Isaiah 40, chapter 40 verse 31 says, you shall walk and not faint. Romans 10:15 says, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace. Every step you take from now on, they are wearing these shoes, whichever one of them you are wearing, shall take you in the right direction. You will not walk into armed robbers' den. You will not walk to where kidnappers are operating. Oh yes, you will not walk into accidents. You will not walk into bandits. You shall not walk into stray bullets where stray bullets are flying. From now on, live as princes and princesses and operate like king. Say Amen. I receive it. Yes, receive it. May 16, celebrant, your birthday prayers. You are blessed. You are decorated and you are lifted. Happy birthday. Listeners, let's go to issues. First issue today. Good day, sir. Please, the woman should not rewash the children's clothes to avoid trouble, sir. Not all men can take that. It will look like an insult. Wow, different people with different opinion, right? Good day, Dad, and my TPGF members. I stopped my education at O level to start working in order to assist my four junior brothers with their education when my stepfather died. All now successful doctors, lawyer, and architect, but none of them supported me when my husband died, and I had to suffer a lot to bring up my four children, who are now doing very well at home and abroad. My brothers now want to reap where they did not sow. Should I instigate my children not to answer them, or call them myself and remind them of their wicked past deeds to me? I need your advice, Dad. Wow. Oh no. God has rewarded you, vindicated you, and also compensated you by making your own children successful. Act like Joseph in the Bible. Read Genesis chapter 50, verse 20. Joseph said to them, you meant it for evil, but God turned it into good and sent me here ahead of you. He forgave them. So leave them. Don't instigate your children against them. Don't even call them to express bitterness or pain. Instead, pray for them and live your life. Listeners, in cases like this, let's leave it for God. Let God fight our battles for us. Next, good morning, sir. What should I do to my son in 400 levels that was given a course that he's not passionate about and now wants to start all over? I am a widow with three children. Wow, I believe this relates to the issue discussed yesterday. It's unfortunate that he got into a course that he's not passionate about and remained there till 400 levels. This is a problem that ought to have been solved from foundation. Painful as it is, yes, though I don't know his age, let him go to what he's passionate about. He will never be happy or be his best in what he's not passionate about. Parents, this is for you. Please help your children get it right early from the beginning. That son knew he did not like that course from the beginning, and yet he was allowed to register for it and stay till 400 levels. Please save their time for them. Let them start right with what tickles them, with what they are passionate about from the beginning, even if they have to wait for a year to get it right. Next, good morning, sir. The person asking about fasting wants to know the exact time fasting begins. You gave the counsel, but I didn't get you at the end. Does fasting start by 12 midnight or 6 a.m. in the morning till whenever that person decides to break the fast for the day? Wow. Anytime you make up your mind to observe a fast, fasting begins from the time you took your last meal till you decide to break the fast. Fasting is abstinence from food or anything nourishing the body, including conjugal relationship with our spouses, because that is also a gratification to the flesh. Fasting starts from when you took your last meal till when you decide to break the fast. Next, your response to my last counsel after discovering a jar of tablets meant for HIV treatment in my wife's wardrobe was for me to go and do HIV tests in a lab and also engage her in a serious conversation. Test done was negative, but conversation with her led to a series of police arrests and threats with the help of a DSP man friend. I was arrested by the area commander office in December and was injected from the quarters where we stayed that same night. My personal belongings are yet to be released, and the church involvement proved abortive because she insisted that she doesn't want the marriage again. Daddy, please, what's your advice for me? And what can I do to retrieve my belongings? Thank you, sir. Wow. What a traumatic experience. How I wish I could get the two of you to sit together face to face and discuss. I believe you merely paraphrase or summarize this whole story here. How I wish I could speak to you or even your church leaders also, since they are already involved. Now, if it is as you narrated it here, then this woman has decided to walk out of this marriage. But as I said, how I wish we can also hear from her own side, hear her stories as well. As for retrieving your properties, please speak to a lawyer. Police are not judges. Your properties cannot just be confiscated. Perhaps he told them she's the owner of it all. The court will properly adjudicate after listening to both of you, I mean your lawyers. We sympathize with you. We share in your pains and will be praying along with you. How asking about a jar of HIV found in a wife's wardrobe could lead into all this, it still baffles me. It is well. These are all problems of foundational errors. We shall build more on this from tomorrow. Please rebroadcast this to all of your contacts. Let what is blessing you bless those people that are connected to you. Do so daily. Today is the D-Day, the Prayer Mountain Service Day in Ikeja, Lagos. Two services will run today at Living Spring Chapel, Goshen Land, Allen Avenue, Ikeja, Lagos. So TPGF members and Turning Point listeners in and around Lagos, be in today's service. 7 to 9 a.m. is the first service. 9:30 to 11:30 a.m. is the second service. Prayer focus on Prayer Mountain today is anointing for testimonies. Come to be taught, to be prayed for, be led in prayer, and be anointed for open heaven of testimonies. Anointed mantle will also be given out free. Please come and collect your own. These two services will run simultaneously, concurrently at Dominion City, Ibadan, Kolobo Abeokuta, Oshogbo, Akure, Port Harcourt, and New York. It shall be live streamed to the whole world. So join us on our Facebook and YouTube page. Please send in your voice note testimony as it has been announced. Maximum of 2 minutes. Many people are already sending, but your voice is so faint. The voices are very faint and not loud enough to be transmitted. So speak loudly. Take your phone to where you can speak loudly and keep the phone close to your mouth. Let it be loud and let it be clear and send it to this number. +234 80555 8377. +234 80555 8377. Let your testimony bless humanity. God will do more for you, and then others will be inspired to believe God for their own miracle. I speak to everyone's life today. As you pay your tithe, personal and corporate tithing, as you do your battle seed, your thanksgiving seed, your partnership commitment seed, your vow, and the 555 we are doing this month, God will enlarge your coast, cover you with his presence, propel you to a higher life you have never known before. What God cannot do does not exist, for God can do all things. God sent me because of you. Heaven will not rest until you are truly blessed and fulfilled. I'm Femi Emmanuel. I love you. TPGF, truly blessed.